I am glad it's the last Sunday Origin game, you know, because it's so hard to get pumped on a Friday. We're trying to get pumped up for Sunday night. Mm. Of course, we've got Sunday to do it, but we're doing our best.
And with us now is Maroon legend, Wendell Saylor. G'day, Wendell.
Hey, guys. I'm way too kind, mate. I'm more humble than that. Thanks. Just Queensland champion, thank you.
Okay. for this interview, for this chat, it's just Queensland champion.
How do you feel about the Sunday night Origin?
I know it's very different, but you know, we've done it before, and I'm looking forward to getting on the Perth. I'm heading over tomorrow, but the Triple M call team, don't forget, the last couple of years we've called State of Origin from Triple M HQ. So looking forward to getting over there and just enjoying the buzz of Origin.
Yeah.
What's your feel on the quickly on the side changes for the Blues? Meaning, what's your feel on the game outcome?
Yeah, I think some of those changes were needed. But I think also Queensland should feel very flattered, because I think the nine and the interchange players, they've virtually copied what Queensland have done, which you have to sometimes, because I think to drop Damien Cook, not sure if it was the greatest idea, but Api Korosiou is playing so well, so I can understand Freddie doing that.
Yeah, okay. How do you see it rolling, Wendell? Do you think it'll be one apiece by the end of Sunday night?
To be honest, I want Queensland to win.
Sure.
But I think we're going to decide up in Suncorp Stadium in a couple of weeks. I think New South Wales, they had a really good record over there a couple of years ago. I think they beat us by about 50. And I think there's a bloke called Tom Trbojevic who scored a hat-trick that night. I know he's not there, but I still think that New South Wales understand they probably played within themselves a couple of weeks ago. And Queensland should be a little bit nervous, but I like the Queensland side, but New South Wales picked the better side.
Well, we were talking to Mark Iyer earlier, Wendell, and, you know, from what Fitler's been saying and everyone's been saying, Perth is just chock-a-block full of Blues and Queensland fans, does tend to lean towards Queensland, and they're his words as well. So, won't you be welcome over there, mate?
Yeah, no, I think in WA they love their rugby league. They love, you know, supporting a game like State of Origin. But last time I went over there, I reckon there was more New South Wales supporters. I think they do. I know Queensland got a bit of support over there, but I just think New South Wales really fast sort of pitch, and the way they play, I think it suits their game. And also, I think the best change they've made is Matt Burton. He's an absolute superstar, and as a Queenslander, it worries me that he's playing.
Wendell, one thing MG said was he reckons in the next couple of years we will see another outfit on offer from WA. Do you see the room for an 18th team from there?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think, look, they've got the money there. They've got the backing, I suppose, with, you know, the time zone and the rights. I think it's perfect to go there in a couple of years. But also, we've got to make sure that we get the Dolphins set up properly first. You know, Redcliffe, they need to be set up properly. And then, of course, mate, WA, it only makes sense. I've been doing a little bit of stuff there the last couple of years. And they love their rugby league. They've got money, they've got the backing, and they've certainly got the support.
All right, Wendell, well, you've said it. You've said it looks like a decider, so you've made the call. And, mate, just have a great time.
Oh, mate, you know what? I always have a great time. Thanks, guys.
We know that. All right, Wendell, go the Blues. See ya.
Thanks, guys. Go Maroons.
It's interesting. I'm feeling like him.
You do?
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
That's good news.
I think, Queensland ambushed New South Wales. I think reverse is happening Sunday night.
Fingers crossed.
And then we get a decider.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're in Brisbane.